This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Boulder police evacuated Pearl Street Mall today for about 2 hours after receiving a bomb threat that later turned out to be fake. A bomb squad investigated three suspicious items in the area with dogs and, at one point, a robot. The items were later confirmed to be an empty suitcase, a sandbag, and a bag being used to weigh down a tent. According to the Daily Camera, Boulder police are now investigating the person who reported the fake threat. Applications are now open for a federal grant to help entertainment venues stay in business despite coronavirus restrictions. Senator John Hickenlooper kicked off the program yesterday.
And this state is in many ways defined by live music. We see a structure that's been damaged, but is going to come back.
$16 billion in assistance will go to venues across the country from the Small Business Administration. Colorado lawmakers are considering a bill that would let the state import cheaper prescription drugs. The House Health and Insurance Committee passed the bill Wednesday. The proposal would expand the state's import of Canadian prescriptions to include other foreign suppliers. That program was developed as part of former President Trump's plan to lower the cost of medicine. But the state's plan has not yet been federally approved. About a dozen other states are considering similar legislation. Denver and Grand Junction both have lows tonight near 40 degrees. You're listening to CPR News.